You're listening to the Vari McKechnie podcast, and this is the 100 Day Journey series. Over the course of 100 days, I'm committing to showing up daily with an idea, a simple practice, a snippet of wisdom, all with the intention of helping us all develop our own personal practice in the art of living well. It's about taking time to pause, to prepare for and reflect on our days as we navigate what our next right step is. So thank you for joining me on this journey. Let's take today's step. Today's episode follows on from yesterday's. Some of us are actually really good at starting. We can take that first step into that new and unknown space. But then we retreat back to safety, to that known and familiar place. I like to think of it as kind of like a rubber band. We stretch out into that new space and then spring back to where we are more comfortable. I know this has been true for me in my life. I have followed that inspiration to take the first step towards something new. And then that vastness of the new uncharted waters feels overwhelming, and so I retreat back to the perceived safety of the familiar. This may show up for you in work projects where you create something, you tell some people about it, and then you never mention it again. It may be in relationships where you open the door to a courageous conversation about what's on your mind and what's in your heart. And then you proceed to close that door with silence. It might show up for you with your exercise and movement, where you sign up for the program, you buy the new gear, you carve out some time on your schedule, and then you turn your attention from it and towards something else. Progress is made through the courage of continuing to show up, taking the next right step day after day. It's about finding home in that new space, to find a place of safety, and then stepping again and again and again. Here's the thing. There is no finish line. There is no final destination. It's about moving our lives forward with intention and kindness and nurturance, little by little, bit by bit. Until one day we awake in a brand new reality, without the chaos, but instead with calm and wonderment. That's all for today. If you would like to follow along on the 100 day journey via email, you can join over at varimckechnie.com/journey. Thank you as always for traveling alongside me. Do the small things, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sending love.